From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King, and I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Last week, Nicole blew my mind by telling me about pulsars. Those are collapsed neutron stars the size of the Earth that spin extremely fast, as in several times a second. So Nicole, you said these giant spinning stars deep in space can actually be useful to us here on Earth. Tell me more about that.
So these are nature's best clocks. Because they are so massive and so dense, their rotation is incredibly stable. If they don't have anything interacting with them, right, they're out in space by themselves, they're going to have a really, really consistent rotation. So it makes it a really good clock, which turns out to have some capabilities that we can use them like instruments. For example, the first exoplanet that was ever discovered was in 1992. It was around pulsars. It was not around a normal star like the sun because the planet's gravitational pull would affect the spin of those pulsars and make their timing go off.
I see. So the gravity of an orbiting planet messes with the speed of the pulsar's rotation. That makes sense. Are there any other practical applications of pulsars?
Thing that they're really used for these days is searching for something called gravitational waves, which is this effect predicted by Einstein from general relativity that space and time itself actually like expands and shrinks and expands and shrinks and has these waves go through it when there's a very, very energetic event, like two black holes colliding, for example. And we have instruments that can measure that on the ground. But by doing timing of pulsars in different locations, we can also detect those little ripples.
Nicole, as always, thanks for being here today. If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.